President Obama made the case for his accomplishments over the last 7 years in his State of the Union address and said there's a lot of ground for optimism about the American economy while taking jabs at Republicans, especially presidential frontrunner Donald Trump.
Senator Ron Johnson joins us now for a look at issues raised in that State of the Union address and in the Republican response by South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Senator Johnson, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Rob. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
And to you as well. Well, President Obama made a case for optimism and potential in his speech. Here's a little listen.
Opportunity and security for our families, a rising standard of living, a sustainable, peaceful planet for our kids. All that is within our reach. But it will only happen if we work together.
Senator Johnson, do you find grounds for optimism as we look ahead at the nation's future today?
Well, certainly one good set, one piece of good news is that as Americans, we share the same goal. We all want a safe, a prosperous, and secure America. We're concerned about each other. We all want every American to have the opportunity to build a good life for themselves or family. It's unfortunate that 7 years into President Obama's presidency, we're not feeling more secure, whether it's income security, job security, retirement security, health care security. Let's face it, the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act did not exactly live up to its name. So, unfortunately, we're just not achieving the security. And, of course, national security is, all the deteriorating situations around the world. We're not as secure as Americans and Wisconsinites are hoping to be.
Let's take some of those issues one at a time. President Obama said the economy is still room for improvement, he said, but it's way better off now than when he came into office. Sustained job growth instead of job losses, unemployment down, manufacturing up. Can he declare a partial win for his economic policies?
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you really take a look at the economic situation, obviously we were coming out of a great recession caused by a host of reasons. By the end of the second quarter, 2009, just 2 quarters into President Obama's presidency, we started recovering. And I think you have to really evaluate and compare the recovery during the 7 years of President Obama's administration versus other recoveries after very steep recessions. I think most economists agree this has been the slowest growth recovery for quite some time. And I would argue it's because of overregulation, an uncompetitive tax system, energy policies that are trying to artificially boost the cost of power to make us less competitive. Look at all the people in the coal industry that are out of work. So there's so many parts of President Obama's big government policies that have restrained and constrained the type of growth that this American economy can really expect to have. And of course, that's why income hasn't grown. Why we really have not seen the types of good paying jobs. I know there's been job growth, but we really need far more robust economic growth so we can be, stronger militarily, for example.
Well, let's move on to national security issues now. What do you think should be the top national security priorities for the president and Congress in the last year of President Obama's term?
Well, it does start with economic growth. Former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, said that the greatest threat to our national security is literally our debt and deficit. President has really done very little to really address the long-term debt and deficit issue. I know he bragged about how we've reduced deficits, but there's still over $400 billion, and over the next 30 years, the estimate is that they'll approach $103 trillion over that 30 years, and we're just not addressing it. So the fact of the matter is, if you really want to evaluate President Obama's foreign policy, look no further than former President Jimmy Carter last July, and this is a quote. He said, "I can't think of many nations in the world where we have a better relationship now than we did when he took over." He went on to say, "The United States' influence and prestige and respect in the world is probably lower now than it was 6 or 7 years ago." Now, that is former Democrat President Jimmy Carter putting a pretty bad evaluation of President Obama's foreign policy.
Talking to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, he represents Wisconsin, responding to some issues raised in the State of the Union, looking ahead at the next year in politics as well. And now, both President Obama and Governor Nikki Haley made comments many people saw as directed toward Donald Trump on issues of divisive rhetoric and immigration. Here's Governor Haley from her response.
"During anxious times, it can be tempting to follow the siren call of the angriest voices. We must resist that temptation. No one who is willing to work hard, abide by our laws, and love our traditions should ever feel unwelcome in this country. At the same time, That does not mean we just flat out open our borders. We can't do that. We cannot continue to allow immigrants to come here illegally.
So she's talking about border security. She went on to say more about that, but criticism of strong rhetoric on immigration. Got some angry response from the conservative community, Senator Johnson. What did you think about what she had to say on that topic?
Well, I would say Governor Haley is an immigrant herself. We're a nation of immigrants. I think we should be welcoming to legal immigrants, but we also have to recognize that we have a very substantial illegal immigration problem in this nation. It's not good for anybody that you have 11 or 12 million people in this nation illegally living in the shadows. We have to do a far better job of providing greater security at our border, not only for the immigration issue, but for public health and safety, as well as national security. So I think a really big component of any presidential's agenda should be far greater border security, which is why, as chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, we've held 13 hearings, multiple site visits, including a trip to Central America, to really lay out the real reality of our completely unsecure southern border.
That talk she had about the angriest voices got some attention, referring, I think, to Donald Trump in part, and saying no Muslims should be allowed in the country, what people are seeing as stigmatizing of even legal immigrants. Is that something that concerns you within your party?
I don't like demagoguery on any part of the political spectrum. We have demagogues across the political spectrum. So, from my standpoint, I'm only accountable for what I say. I'm trying to be measured and truthful and factual in what I talk about. And again, the fact of the matter is we're a nation of immigrants. It's made this nation strong, but it has to be a legal immigration process. And right now our immigration system is horribly broken, largely due to the fact that we have unsecured borders. So let's address that first. And I tell you, one of my frustrations, again, we've been passing kind of step-by-step legislation to try and do that, a very simple piece of legislation, a border metrics bill. Worked on that with the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson. He approves of the bill, passed it on our committee. Right now it's being held up by some of the Democrat members of the Gang of Eight immigration reform because it's not comprehensive. We don't do comprehensive very well. Why don't we take a step-by-step approach, look for the areas of agreement to unify us, and again, as a manufacturer, it's just kind of in my DNA, continuous improvement, not letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. And I think that's really how we can solve some of these problems, is step by step. And if you do enough steps, if you really identify problems and actually solve them, before long, you've made pretty good progress in solving some pretty big problems.
We talked to Senator Tammy Baldwin, your Wisconsin colleague, a Democrat, though, on Tuesday about student loan debt and college affordability. This was part of the State of the Union speech. She said she thought this is an issue that could see some bipartisan cooperation. Do you?
Well, certainly Lamar Alexander, as chairman of the Health Committee, is working on kind of a consolidation of all of these student loan programs. One of the questions I ask is I ask questions. For example, why has the cost of college increased at 2.6 times the rate of inflation over the last two or three decades? Why is that? What's so different about what colleges and universities spend their money on that their costs would increase at such a great rate? Well, I mean, the Federal Reserve Bank in New York has a bit of an answer. It's a federal government involvement. For every dollar the federal government has invested or poured into higher education, the Federal Reserve Bank in New York says tuition has increased by 65 cents. So we really need to take a look at the negative unintended consequences of some of this government intervention in some of our programs. And what we really ought to do is concentrate on college affordability, which is, let's face it, I think because of federal government involvement, the negative unintended consequences, we've made college less accessible because we made it so much more unaffordable.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask about your guest at the State of the Union address, Milwaukee Pastor Jerome Smith. Can you tell us about him and why he was your plus one at the big event?
Well, as I've traveled around the state of Wisconsin, there's not one manufacturing plant that can hire enough people for multiple reasons. And so, for the last 5 years, I've been trying to figure out some way to connect those individuals who are really genuinely seeking opportunity with the opportunities that exist. And, through connections, we've been involved in every community in the state. And we found Pastor Smith. He was willing to utilize his church to try and find those individuals looking and seeking opportunities. So what we're doing is we're holding a week-long training session, soft skills training sessions, getting people prepared for interviews, and we're connecting those individuals who want opportunity with real jobs. It's kind of in its infancy, but it looks like a program that's going to work. We've done three of these things. I know we've got at least 36 people have gone through the training process, and dozens have already received jobs, and they're working jobs, and they're getting employment opportunities. So I just reached out to Pastor Smith and invited him over. Had a really good time with him. Just a wonderful man.
Senator Johnson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Have a great day.
That was U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.